It's Good Friday, and we're out today, so we're going to take the opportunity to have a little fun flashback for you here on the Murphy, Sam, and Jody podcast.
Got to experience something firsthand last night with Murphy and our girls.
What's that?
Because they came over, and we spent some time with them, and I call it dad magic. And I get to witness it almost every night when they were little. And I used to resent it almost, honestly.
Really? Why?
Yes. I would work all day, pick them up, cook for them, clean for them, teach them stuff, you know, get them to the bath and get them to bed. But it was, you know, but you would come in with all the daddiness and ha 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 ha, it's just a party. And I was standing there exhausted going, don't you love me too? Anyway.
Of course they do, yeah.
I know, it's just when they were little, we had very different roles with them. And as they grow up, that changes, but some of that dad magic doesn't go away. And there's a lot of women, moms, who do understand what I mean, and it's okay. I'm not looking to be the fun mom or even the friend mom.
Just going back to when Murphy used to play music for him at night.
You mean Van Halen at bedtime?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, who doesn't want to hear that at bedtime?
Yeah.
So, you know, I do think you're funny, though. They laugh at you,
too.
I know. They love you. You know, I mean, it's just right.
Look, I'm looking for their pity laughs. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Okay. I think you're funny, though. Yeah.
No, I'm okay in my role, but it was just they came over. You know, it's like the dad jokes. You know, they're waiting for them all the time.
Yeah.
So we're like on the way. We take them to dinner, and we're just talking about the dogs. They're asking us how the dogs are doing, and he starts telling a story, and he starts making the growling sound that Edie makes, which is a weird sound, and they're dying laughing. And then we get home, and like there's nothing going on big except he gets a package in the mail, and it was from overseas.
Yeah, it was something I'd ordered on eBay that came from France. Yeah.
So it was wrapped in French newspaper, so he sits there with his Google Translator, and this is what they're doing.
I wanted to know.
And I'm the one that arranged this, said, let's go to dinner. And I'm just sitting there going, and I'm exhausted. And I'm thinking, this is going back to dad magic.
Well, I feel dumb that my high school French didn't kick back in because it took me 10 minutes to translate a chicken salad and tuna salad sandwich, which they were selling for 89 euros or something, 89 cents or whatever. Yeah.
Anyway, well, I want you to understand, it was just fun to watch. I'm grateful for it because I love any kid who gets to see either parent. And, you know, being funny, learning to laugh at life. I grew up around some serious adults.
Yeah.
Well, and they kind of spark it in me, too. I don't know how to explain it. Just,
you
know,
you
being
be
around them, it
that?
Does.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
anyway,
it's fun.
Yeah.
And speaking of dad jokes, you're always welcome to bring those. 877-310-4MSJ. It's Grateful Friday, one of our favorite things ever.
Yeah, the little things, the big things you're grateful for, we love to hear from you. 877-310-4MSJ, or of course you can hit us up on socials.
All right, here's an email from Rose. My youngest daughter is working at a local YMCA as a youth counselor. She works in the after-school program at one of the elementary schools. She was telling us that they had so many toys and games that were broken and that their Legos bin was almost empty.
Ooh.
So, I know, ouch, right? So my husband and I talked about it. We took her shopping a few weekends ago to replace and or get new stuff for the kids. When she took them in that Monday, she said the kids' eyes lit up. They were so happy to be playing with the new stuff and building all kinds of stuff with the new Legos. Such a blessing to be able to do this for these kids now that our kids are all grown and out of the nest. We had forgotten how much those things mean to little ones. Aww. Big blessing we sent, and we've received thank you notes from the kids. It brought tears to my eyes.
Nice.
I am so grateful to be able to make these children smile and have fun. Rose, we love you for doing this, and thank you for sharing it. It makes me want to do this, right?
You know, the funny thing about Legos is apparently that's what my house is now known for, to my grandson,
yay,
Hollis.
Sam.
Hollis and Sammy and I went to a basketball game recently. We're watching it. And when we're all done, it's like, okay, well, you know, we're done. Can we go to Pop's house so we can play Legos?
Oh, nice. And you love that.
Oh, yeah. And it's so fun because whenever Hollis comes over and we play Legos, we all get on the floor, dump out
everybody.
Both bins, and it's just a free-for-all. It's so much fun.
And you actually build something, too, or you help him build?
Oh, no, I build.
Nice.
Yeah, my car's got to be the best.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Remember now. So is he allowed to have Legos at his house?
Oh, yeah. He's got Legos. He's got the whole, like, the little house and village and
all that.
And they build them and they leave them.
But there's something more magical about going to Pops, doing it.
Because I've got hundreds of make-your-own things.
You've got that grandfather sheen going.
I'm telling you, it's a real thing. Thank you again, Rose. Keep it coming. Grateful Friday. You can send anything to MurphySamAndJody.com.
Trending now. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by Optima Tax Relief.
Sam, you're going to be excited about this news.
What?
It's Peaky Blinders news.
That is God. And that are the Peaky Blinders. This is Spark Elwin and Small Heath. We're much, much closer to town.
That's
God.
Killian right there.
Killian Murphy, who just
won
an Academy Award for his work on Oppenheimer, is returning for a Peaky Blinders movie.
Oh!
There's a movie coming. He said he would definitely come back if it all worked out and the script looked great, and apparently it's happening.
Man, I hope they bring everybody back. That was awesome.
But him coming back
is
the biggest one.
Yeah.
No more info on when, but that's a hot thing for that show because he just won an Academy Award.
I'd love to see that in the theater.
It'll be in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there's a third and final Downton Abbey movie coming. I had forgotten about the Downton Abbey movies, to be honest with you. I watched most of the show.
Wait, it was series and movies?
Yes.
Oh.
Just like Peaky Blinders is about to be a movie.
Yeah.
So the series ended, and then there was a movie in 2019 and another movie in 2022.
Oh.
One of the stars, Imelda Staunton, says, yes, it's happening. Third and final. We don't know when, but they've started to call everybody back. I have a single friend that I had dinner with the other night. Actually, she's all our friend, but I have dinner with her.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm not going to name names, but okay. I was having dinner with a friend of ours.
Well, when you said single friend, so I guess this has to be anonymous for a reason.
Well, right. I don't do that. When I talk about things that my friends say to me, over sushi. And
but if it's a single friend that we all know,
don't play
down.
That game.
And this is a single female friend or male?
Anyway, female.
Okay, good.
Anyway, I want to share something that she said to me that was like a moment. And it kind of goes along with this thing we've been talking about with you, Sam, with, don't feel pressure on Valentine's Day. Be happy being single. You don't have to feel the pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just talking, chit-chatting about life. I did not even ask, what's going on? I didn't do that. I try not to do that to single people ever.
Sure.
Because it's, if they're dating somebody or wanting to date somebody, they'll bring that into the convo.
Yeah, you're right.
You don't have to sort of pry. And it was towards the end of the meal, and I don't even think I brought it up. I think I was really telling her about you and me, Murph, and how we're just so comfortable being home all the time lately, in the winter, January, all that.
It's just the two of us now, so,
Yeah, and it's just like, man, we're going to get out. I'm getting out of here because I'm ready to be home. And she brought in this statement. She said, it's funny, I got off of all the dating apps. And I heard her say that, and I was just like, really?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I got off all of them, and I've just stopped. She said, because I felt like I was trying to force something.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh, wow, that's a cool self-regulating thing.
Yeah.
Do you feel that too? Did you?
I sort of did, because, you grow up thinking that you have a spouse or a partner. And so, there is part of that mentally pressure that, that's the way you're supposed to do it. You're supposed to find that partner. And if you lost that partner, well, let me find another partner.
My pressure not to be single.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And so she's actually one of my friends who's single, who's very happy to be.
Yeah.
Which I thought that was just a cool thing for her to say.
Yeah.
Right.
I guess I'll give her a call then.
No. You don't know who I'm talking about, really. All right, let's move on.
Enjoy your Good Friday. Normally at this time you hear three things to know, and we will have that again live when we return from vacation on Monday.
What color do you think you should wear if you want really good customer service? Probably not something you've ever thought about, but it's a thing. It's a phenomenon.
I thought that what you should wear is a smile, maybe, if you want good customer service. But
well, what should you wear if you don't want to be bothered?
Gray.
Yeah, okay.
No, it's called the red dress effect.
Mm.
And it's not necessarily, I'm not saying to wear a dress, guys.
Right.
But it's the color
red. Well, that would probably get some attention.
Oh, yeah.
It's the color red. And we'll get to why the better customer service or whatever. But any bright color you know,
it gets you noticed,
number one.
Okay.
But when it comes to which color, apparently, and those in the airline industry say that if, you know, if you're wearing red, something about you that seems more dominant, taken more seriously, but certainly noticed, it's one of those colors. Well, and so it's called the red dress effect.
Haven't they always said, like, the red tie is supposed to be the power tie kind of thing?
It's a dominant color. I mean,
red is one of those, it's a bold color.
It's a passionate color. You can't miss it.
Red cars get you pulled over more.
Red nails, they say, on women, just are like, women on dating sites who have red nails get more matches. Huh. I'm thinking red lips, too.
Yeah.
I will tell you that when I wear a bold lipstick like I'm wearing today, like a bolder color, I get more, wow, you look wonderful today, or something's different, or wow, you know, you get that.
Yeah, me too.
I will tell you something else. It's something that no one means to do, or you do it unconsciously. But I remember studying this in college in my advertising courses. It was like we spent a week on color and marketing. Mm-hmm. And that's where I first learned, and I never paid attention to it before, that most fast food places, bright colors. Mm-hmm. And it's not just to be more commanding. It's to make you feel like you've had a faster experience there.
Yeah.
They don't want you to get too relaxed.
And most of them have red.
Red and yellow and things like that. So anyway, color plays a big part. Apparently, in the world of customer service, if you want to be taken more seriously and if you want to be noticed, it's red.
So much for my earth tones that I like, right?
Where was? Got a little treat for you today. We're going to share a little bit of Flirty Murphy with the world.
Oh,
now, what is Flirty Murphy? How am I?
Well, you know how you are.
Yeah.
Sam knows how you are.
Whether in person or on the phone, if it's a female on the other end, it's hi there.
It's very different. If you were to receive a phone call right now, we could tell in here if you were talking to a man or a woman.
Oh, yeah.
The way that you, hi. It's fine. It's great.
No.
Is that bad?
No, it's not bad at all. It's very warm and endearing. I'm aware of it.
I'm not flirting. I'm
just with
being
you
warm,
in the car every time you do that at the pharmacy.
Yeah.
Hey. I'm like, oh, definitely the female pharmacist today.
So you're saying you don't fall for it anymore.
Anyway, so this is what's funny. He's also flirty with me, very flirty with me.
Good. You're the person I should be flirty with, right?
I know it. And the most fun I ever have is, though, when you have your, once a year, neck injections that nerve thing. So I forgot that, and I found it again this weekend, that when you had this done in December, you were flirting with everybody bringing you back, the ladies bringing you back in and the nurses, but me too. In your recovery, when you kept falling asleep.
Okay.
So I have a little bit of it for you.
Of me coming out from it? Because I don't remember coming out.
Yeah, the nurse had just told us, remember, don't make any serious legal decisions today.
Okay.
And so here we go.
What kind of legal decisions should we make? What do you want? What do you want to change?
Nothing. Yeah, I already got the perfect wife, so.
Well,
anyway, did you hear what you said to me?
No legal decisions. I've already got the perfect wife.
Yeah.
I guess you're keeping that one forever, huh?
I am going to put that on my phone ring for when you call me, I think.
It definitely still sounds sedated.
I think you sound like the old prospector or some old... I got the prettiest wife there is.
That's pretty subdued.
I cannot wait to sign your Valentine card to Murphy from the perfect wife.
That's a good idea.
I mean, you said it. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, I'm so glad to know, though, that when I'm sedated, that I'm still,
sweetest man in the world.
Yeah. Locked into the right person.
For sure. We covered this not long ago. I don't know if you guys remember. I know it sounds like I sound like a teacher. Do you remember the six things that keep depression away? Help keep depression away.
Sleep?
Yes. Enough sleep is number one on the list. Get enough
sunlight.
Sleep. Well, sunlight's not on the list, but exercise.
I thought it was.
Exercise.
Oh, exercise. Okay.
And preferably outside so you get the sunlight. But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Eating good food, number three. Number four, limit alcohol consumption or get rid of it altogether. That was the one that really stuck with you guys.
Yeah.
Struck you.
That's the one we're killing it on.
You guys are. You're doing great. One day at a time. Don't be sedentary. Number five on the list. And number six, be social. Work on being social. Those are the things yes. that help keep depression away. We're not saying do those and anything magical happens. Every single human being deals with depression, some on a more serious level. Yeah. Debilitating, really. Yeah. So we asked, which ones of those really speak to you and what can you add to the list? Pat says walking outside, preferably outside, but also on the treadmill, helps keep her blues away and energizes her. I like that a lot.
To me, part of that's about sunlight, right?
Going to fight for that to be on the
I
list.
Am.
It's true. It is true. seeing sunlight come into your windows.
Yeah.
Not just going outside and experiencing some, but yeah. Heidi says, you guys crack me up. This was a great reminder that everyone goes through it. It's true. And someone may have needed to hear that today. You guys are the best. So thank you for that, Heidi.
Very true.
Marie says, I would like to add something to doing something for others.
Agreed.
It can kind of get you out of yourself for a minute.
Yeah.
And, you know, the other people benefit, but you benefit too.
It's
true. You can feel the endorphins, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's making a cash donation to somebody, you know.
Or going, doing something nice.
You just feel good.
It really does, like Marie said, it takes your head out of your own woe is me or whatever you're feeling, your mm-hmm. own situation, and you just focus on something else for a little while, you'll feel better without realizing it, right? You mm-hmm. may not even do it for that reason, but it does work. Keep it coming. We do love to hear from you anytime. You can also call 877-310-4MSJ.
Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Optima Tax Relief.
Got an Al Pacino story I want to share with everybody. I know Sam really wants me to share his moment from the Oscars the other night, and we will. I'll get to it again. I know you want to hear it again, but how about some of the best of Al Pacino before we share the news?
Say hello to my little friend!
Yeah!
Yeah. Oh my
god! From the movie Scarface. Yeah.
When I was first introduced to Scarface, I watched it over and over with another girl, with a girlfriend of mine, and we were in love with him, and we weren't wrong.
Yeah.
So great. And then I went back and watched the Godfather movies and in love with him. And then even as he got older and his roles became more acclaimed.
If I were the man I was 5 years ago, I'd take a flamethrower to this place.
Oh, wow.
So scent of a woman.
Yeah.
Right. Scent of a woman. So and there's a million other movies. I loved him in Heat as well. Mm-hmm. Al Pacino has announced his memoir is coming.
Oh.
Called Sonny Boy. He's going to delve into his life, his experiences, and of course, his incredible career. He said he wrote it to express what he's seen and been through in his life. It's his whole life. And he says he knows he's a lucky person. October 8th is where we're going to get this, available in hard copy, paperback, ebook, and audiobook. I don't know if he's going to be reading it, because if he did, this is what it would sound like.
And Maria, I see Oppenheimer. Yes.
I'll let you know when I find out who's reading it. 877-310-4MSJ to join us anytime.
What's going on, Lisa?
It is Grateful Friday. So what I am grateful for, besides it being Friday, and I'll tell you why Friday specifically, but I'm grateful for my grandson, who will be 2 in May, absolutely the joy of my life.
Yes.
And I'm blessed enough to have a job where on Fridays I get off at noon, so
nice.
I get to pick him up every Friday.
Aww.
We spend the whole day together. Usually it's a park day. That won't be today.
Right.
So probably lots of hide and seek and Paw Patrol.
You know,
oh, cool.
Fantastic. And he probably loves Friday because you're picking him up.
Most definitely his person.
Yes.
I was, again, blessed enough to retire for 7 months. Mm-hmm. I took care of him every day.
Oh, nice.
His parents, in their infinite wisdom, decided he needed to go to daycare to be around children his age, and I cried.
Aww.
But when I went back to work,
yes,
this opportunity came up where I could be off on Fridays and have him. So
I love it.
I'm absolutely his favorite person, and he's absolutely mine.
Can I ask you what your grandma name is?
After my own grandmother and my mother, who passed when my son was only 5, I am Mamaw.
Mamaw.
Okay.
I love it.
Classic.
I had a Mamaw. Look, I had a Mamaw I spent a lot of time with, and she was instrumental in my life. So important.
Oh, I love it.
So important.
I love it. And on a side note, I have an incurable blood disease called CLL. I'm in remission right now. There's no treatment for me.
Uh-huh.
And so every day I make memories and videos.
Yes.
I started him an email before he was born, and I sent him letters and videos and things. So hopefully Mama will be around long after she's not around. So.
Oh, my gosh. You are doing everything right for yourself and for him.
Well, you know, grandchildren are your second chance. Do not make the mistakes.
Amen to that one.
Your children. This yes. is me raising my son all over again.
Oh, gosh. So, you win the day for us with this. Thank you so much, Lisa.
Y'all have a wonderful Easter, and thank y'all for everything you do every day.
You do the same, Lisa. Enjoy your Good Friday. Normally at this time you hear three things to know, and we will have that again live when we return from vacation on Monday.
The secret, or at least the type of secret that many couples keep from each other. You guys want to guess?
Financial.
Yeah, it's got to be a purchase, right?
That's what I keep getting everything right.
Well, I mean, to
lately.
Me, it's probably just real life, you know, because
financial.
Although you and I don't do that, Jody. I mean, we're very transparent with each other.
I don't have any money that you don't know about. You might have some money that I don't know about.
No, that's not true.
You have a lot going on. I know that. I am so scared of your office. You have no idea. You're very, you know, just like that. You almost had your identity stolen recently.
Yeah.
And so you've set up new PIN numbers for accounts. And I don't know those yet. Sam, have you ever had that? They call it financial infidelity. Like you just keep accounts from somebody, or you have secret debt that you don't let your partner in on.
I can only say this, and I don't want to get into any trouble,
of course,
but
not.
I suspected one of the exes was having had some side stuff going on.
I'm sorry. The other
and
one.
That's all I can say about it.
Okay. Well, that's fair.
You know, the trick, the problem with that is a secret eventually, secrets like those will catch up with you because they become blended with reality. And at some point, somebody usually trips.
Right. I will say this. The number one kind is you just spend more than your partner knows. You're like, this was $20 and it was $60 or whatever.
Yeah.
That's the number one kind.
A little white lie.
I guess, because maybe you feel guilty about spending a little bit more than you actually should. Mm-hmm. You guys remember that I saw this in the flesh in my parents. Not all the time, but I learned it, and I learned to read between the lines because we would go shopping, and she would be buying stuff for us, for me, you know, like an Esprit bag or something. Thanks, Mama. And we would get home, and she'd be like, just leave that in the trunk for now.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll get it out later.
Did you and your brother ask why, or you just said okay?
No, I knew why. I knew why. I think she would say, I just don't want to bring it up now. Let's not talk about it now. They were on a very tight budget, you know? So that's what it is. That's the number one type of thing that partners are not as transparent with each other as possible, as they should be. Murphy, I don't think I've ever had the experience that we are having with this show that we are watching, but apparently we're not alone in that. We're going to get to your comments from our Instagram, Facebook, and website about this. So I shared
about The Crown.
The Crown the other day that we are in season 6 of The Crown.
People will never understand how it's really been for me.
This is season 6 where Diana is now divorced and seeing Dodi. Dodi Fayed.
Yeah.
And then the episodes leading up to the horrific car accident.
Yeah.
It's like we want to stop it. We can't stop watching it, but we want to stop it.
You know what's weird about it is the entire series is just so well done. But when you go way, way back before all of us were born, and
doesn't mean as much.
Yeah, exactly. It's very well told, but once you start to experience the things that you live through, the royal wedding in the 80s, and then the death of Princess Diana, or at that time, this lady died again.
Yeah.
I was actually apprehensive the lead up to it. When you get to the episode where you know it's coming, it was just, I was actually just.
I didn't want her to get in the car.
Petrified. Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Like, oh my God.
It was weird how the physical reaction to it.
Dawn said this on our Facebook page. I was yelling at the TV, don't go to Paris.
Yeah.
Like that was going to change anything.
Yeah, right.
It was heartbreaking to watch that episode, and it was. Terry said, I did the same thing. These episodes were hard to watch for me, but I loved season 6.
Yeah.
Pamela, it's like reliving the pain.
Mm-hmm.
Jenny, the episodes are heartbreaking, be forewarned, meaning the episode. I'm sorry, she said the episodes after. So the ones that we still need to watch.
I'm sure.
Oh,
right.
Todd said, I think the series ending was extremely well done. I will miss that show. I've got friends who've said they sobbed at the last episode.
Yeah.
I'm guessing it's because Her Majesty.
I'm not watching The Crown.
Yes.
But I know what you're talking about because like Titanic.
Right.
You knew what was going to happen, but it just wasn't.
It feels awful to watch.
And when I watched on Prime, I think it was 11/22/63.
Right.
Stephen King that got turned into a series about the JFK assassination.
Yes.
You know what's going to happen, but it's like it wasn't like, yeah.
It hurts.
Whereas this, it sounds from hearing y'all talk about it, it's like, oh, I just want to avoid it all
it's
together.
It's beautifully
I think the
done. But
the difference in historical fiction is if you've actually lived through the time that it actually happened and you experienced it in real life versus all those other things, JFK, I wasn't born for any of those things, you know. Mm-hmm. But this, we were alive for.
Yeah.
And so when you experience it for real in the news, even though it's a fictional telling of it,
you're experiencing
you re-experience
it again.
It. Yeah.
Things to do to keep depression away. We, you know, mentioned some of the basics, which it's always the basics. Sleep good, eat good food, mm-hmm. exercise, spend time with people you love, be social.
Get outside a little.
All of that. Mm-hmm. So keep it coming. 877-310-4MSJ.
How are you, Mike?
Doing great. Whenever I'm feeling down or bad or whatever, mm-hmm. I just take a piece of paper and make a list of all the good things that happened in my life.
Oh.
And that, I mean, that just, you know, brightens my day. I think about my kids, my wife, my job, you know, my health. I mean, it just a lot of things to be thankful for.
Yeah.
So, you know, that helps me boost my time. And then if somebody is feeling down, just be an ear for somebody to listen to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Getting it out and like on paper for yourself gets it out and then you can't help but see it. Yeah.
And then that outweighs all the negative stuff. At least it does for me.
Yeah.
And it makes me feel a lot better. And I'm like, hey, you know, why am I down? Look at all the great things that have happened to me and in my life.
Right. So, it's in your mind. Everything starts in your mind. So, yeah.
Absolutely. But I love your guys. I tell you, y'all have such great chemistry and all of that. It is just wonderful. I laugh so hard at times, my side hurts.
Oh, sweet. Well, you know we don't like each other very much.
Yeah.
I know. Y'all can't stand each other. I mean, I think y'all going to go out and have a duel at 10 faces or something.
Actually, Mike, every now and then I have to take out the paper and make a list of the reasons I like Murphy and Jody.
Right.
Well, yeah. Well, that's such a short list.
Yeah.
True. It takes no time. It takes no time. All right.
Well, y'all have a wonderful day. I'm almost at work, and y'all really brighten a lot of people's
heads.
Just keep up the good work.
Thank you, Mike. Very kind of you. We appreciate that. Yeah, Mike's point is really good because your emotions can lie to you sometimes. You take your feelings as fact and reality, and many times it's not the case. And when you do something, put pen to paper, you know, or talk it through or even acknowledge it, sometimes you realize, oh, okay, you've been grabbed by the feeling more than you have, and it kind of sweeps you away.
Yeah. And all you can do is try these things. All these things we're mentioning, you just try them, you know, and get through. It's not like there's one main solution. Every person is different.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it coming. We love hearing from you.
The latest buzz. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Every Plate.
There is a new competition game show in development, and it is Chuck E. Cheese.
Want one good reason to go to Chuck E. Cheese's?
Chuck E. Cheese.
But it's for big kids.
Where a kid can be a kid.
Okay.
But doing what?
Understand, adults compete in larger versions of the games that they played at Chuck E. Cheese when they were kids.
Oh, okay. So this isn't about pizza and that really awesome chocolate cake.
It's about skee ball.
I think that it's about big skee ball. And I think that you've got to incorporate pizza and cake and stuff like that at the end or something, right? Mm-hmm. It's like got to be something you go for. You have to do that.
Is the buzzer a jar of hand sanitizer?
God, it should be. Okay, so comedic physical challenges.
Yeah.
All the adults will compete in these supersized arcade games like pinball, air hockey, even the human claw.
Oh.
And apparently at the end of the game, the top ticket, the person who wins, literally goes to the area and exchanges their tickets for some big prize.
It almost sounds like Double Dare, but for adults.
The people who are producing Top Chef are the ones producing it. So this is just like the premise. This is the pitch of it.
Mm.
It could get elaborate and could be funny, but
good luck with the claw thing.
Yeah.
That's never worked for me.
Join the conversation anytime. Like having you along, 877-310-4MSJ.
What's going on, Tamara?
I wanted to tell a story about the garage door that I did.
Go ahead.
Okay, so I put my grandson in the back seat of my car. He forgets something. We just moved into this house, first time we ever had a garage.
Correct.
He runs in the house, opens his back door, runs in the house, tells me, okay, I'm ready to go. I said, well, why don't you get in the front seat? You're 9 years old. You know, you can ride in the front seat now. Mm-hmm. He gets in the front seat, forgets he opened the back door when he got out of the back seat. I back up and hear this loud crunch.
Right.
And then my grandson's like, Nana, what did you do?
Right.
So when I turned around, so the back door didn't fit through the garage door, so it kind of come off of his hinges. A couple of $1,000 later, you know, I remember now when I have to go out of the
garage. Ouch.
Right. Oh. So was the back car door and the garage door damaged? Both?
Actually, it was a blessing. The garage door did not get damaged. I must have not been going fast enough.
Right.
But I was so scared. I was going to have a homeowner's and a car owner's insurance.
Right, exactly. For a mistake, for a 2-second mistake. That's the thing. That's what kills you about
it. My husband had to come out and see if he could get the door shut after, you know, so I could go to work. But
right.
Yeah, it was a bad morning that morning.
Oh, here's my favorite part of your story. Nana, what did you do?
Exactly.
Thanks for the call, Tamara. We appreciate it. But the reason Tamara called us, Jody had inadvertently bumped into our garage door
when it
a couple
was
of years ago. Yeah, and I was able to patch it up for a couple of years, but it finally had to be replaced. But mm-hmm. the thing, I can't tease Jody too much about that because I did one actually worse than that years ago. Actually, twice. Once was in your car. We had it was a Honda Accord we had at that time.
I know. I loved that car.
And Taylor couldn't have been more than a couple of years old. And I was pulling into the carport and did what Tamara was talking about just now.
Back door open.
The passenger door was open and the garage closed it for me with a big, big dent.
Mm.
And then the other time, I had forgotten that I had my hatch open on an SUV. The garage door closed on top of the open
door. I forgot
about
that. But you know what? Nobody had to remind you of that because you were sick at yourself with that
yeah, yeah.
for a long time.